Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Among other things.
Yes.
Here in the Binge Watch Weekend, Antoine lays it down. Three things that he thinks you might enjoy.
And I try to span to hit different genres.
Yeah.
Because you might not be into Disney movies, or you may not be into horror films, or you may not be into comedy. So I try to find different niches.
Yeah, and you can't be everything to everyone. Hey, or something everyone will like. No, you'll be like, Zach, you'll hate this. But Monica, you'll be excited for dot, dot, dot. So this week, lay it down. What's worth watching this weekend?
All right. So the first thing I want to talk about is a show on Netflix. It's called Maniac. It's one of those like limited episode series where it's only like 6 or 7 episodes, and they're more than likely not going to do a second season because the cast is so expensive.
I'm okay with those types of shows too, because it's like a show. It tells a story, then it's over.
Yeah.
You don't have 27 seasons. It's not like The Walking Dead where you just want everything to end. It's good. I like a limited run series sometimes.
Yep. So on Netflix, we have Maniac. It stars Emma Stone, who I've always had a crush on, and Jonah Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, it is an expensive cast.
Yeah, just off of those two alone, and there's more people in it whose names I cannot think of off the top of my head. But basically,
Justin Theroux. Yeah.
Yeah, they play characters who have heard about this trial drug, and they're both going through different things. So Emma Stone's character, she is fixated on broken relationships with her mother and her sister. She's like disaffected and aimless, like she's just kind of wandering through the world. While Jonah Hill's character, he's dealing with a diagnosis of schizophrenia, just a lot of things going on.
Okay.
And there's this trial that says if you take this drug, these pills, you will cure anything that you're going through. It's not even specific to any
one
person.
It's like a magic pill, basically.
Yes, it is. It's a magic pill, and there are no side effects. Absolutely zero side effects.
Sure.
Spoiler alert, the show is called Maniac.
There's side effects.
So obviously, there are going to be side effects. And like I said, it's only a few episodes. It's enough to binge through, but you haven't lost your entire weekend. And I think you will enjoy it. There's dark comedy. But there's also drama, there's suspense.
Interesting.
It hops genres.
And since it came out at midnight, I imagine, Monica, you've already watched all 6 episodes and you're done already.
And a director's commentary as well.
I need another show now.
I'm already out. What else is out there?
All right. So now we go to Disney Plus, and this is huge for Disney Plus because this is only the second time they've done this. This movie was supposed to be in the movie theaters. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to come out, but because Corona.
Wait, what? What's that?
It's the reason I'm unhappy
because
right now.
Because of the beer?
It's my unhappiness.
The director got drunk? He went to the beach? He was
he
drinking
hit the
Corona?
Wrong button. It got uploaded to Disney
Plus. They accidentally sent it to Disney Plus, and there's no backseas. I understand. Okay.
But yeah, because the movie theaters are closed, they're like, let's give the fans this movie that we've been putting so much money in for the past couple of years. It's called Artemis Fowl.
Okay. I've seen some ads for it.
Yes.
Well, actually, I've seen a lot of ads for it. This is a big deal for Disney, but I don't really know anything about this Artemis Fowl character.
So Artemis Fowl, it's a story of a kid whose father is a professional criminal, a criminal mastermind, if you will.
Gotcha.
But while he's doing illegal things, he's doing things to keep the earth from being destroyed by other unworldly things. Like trolls and fairies and things like that.
So he's like a criminal with a conscience.
Yes.
Sort of like Dexter was a serial killer with a heart of gold, that sort
of thing. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But then the father gets kidnapped, and the son has to save the father. And so the son has to become this criminal mastermind before his dad planned for him to become that. And the kid also has like a bodyguard, like an Alfred to his Batman kind of situation.
It's always tough taking over your father's business, I tell you
what. Yeah, and in the trailer he goes, your father wasn't ready for you to see this, but, and then it opens up secret doors and secret passageways, and it's fun for the kids, if nothing else.
Okay.
Based off of the reviews, I don't think a lot of adults will love this movie because it's very kiddie.
It has a cartoony look to it.
Yes,
it's not a cartoon,
it really is.
But it has a cartoony look to it.
Yes, but kids will get lost in it, and they will thoroughly enjoy it. And
Artemis
there's a book
Fowl.
If you're into that kind of thing.
Wait, what's a book?
It's a thing that people waste time on.
Oh, okay.
All right, our next thing.
Books are...
Our next one, this is super awesome. This movie is called Just Mercy. And right now, it's on Amazon Prime. But it's also on YouTube. It's on other streaming services. It's free on every streaming service for the month of June.
We like free.
Just Mercy, it stars Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx.
Okay. I heard about them doing a movie together, but I don't know anything about
it. Yes, this came out late 2018, early 2019.
I'm going to go out on a limb that given the cultural landscape that we're experiencing, yes, this is a good movie for everyone to sort of experience.
Yes, it's a good movie to help explain what systemic racism is. Okay. In the sense of, it's not necessarily one person being racist against another one. It's more so the culture, the system behind that has created the racism.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael B. Jordan, mm-hmm, he just graduated from Harvard. He's a lawyer. And he's trying to take on cases. And one of the first cases he takes on is Jamie Foxx's case, his character's case.
Okay.
Gotcha. And Jamie Foxx has been in prison for the death of an 18-year-old girl. And even though all of the evidence in the case says that Jamie Foxx is innocent, they're keeping him in prison.
He's still in jail, yeah.
So Michael B. Jordan takes on this case to fight for Jamie Foxx's character. And through it, sees a lot of racism, discrimination, and all of that. So it just gives you a little bit more history, a little bit more background.
Okay.
On how things ended up the way that they ended up.
That's good. It's good to learn, and it's good to understand, and it's good to get it from just a charming man in Michael B. Jordan. My goodness.
Yes.
He could tell me just about anything. I'd be like, okay.
He's very charming. And then Jamie Foxx, I think, is one of the most talented people in Hollywood altogether. So, all right, run it down real quick. On Netflix, Jonah Hill, Emma Stone, limited TV series, Maniac.
Mm-hmm.
On Disney Plus, Artemis Fowl, movie mainly for the kids, sci-fi, you know, it's Disney. It's the epitome of a Disney movie.
Yep.
And on Amazon Prime, Hulu, YouTube, for free, Just Mercy, featuring Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx, where it just talks more about systemic racism and just kind of gives you a background on how things turn out the way they do.